Okay, Sunday morning, 4:14:24. This is just a teaching, AGF. The title is Rooted and Grounded. I'll have a few scriptures this morning. Turn to Acts chapter 17. Start with verse 22. I talked to you earlier in a prophet's corner about Mars Hill. Verse 22 says, "Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, 'You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship him, declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitations, that they should seek the Lord, if happy they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is likened to gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead.'" All right. Sounds like the world we're in today. Christians listening to tarot card readers. Christians crossing over into forbidden territories to get their answers, like the ethereal, what is the name of those plane? It's astral projection is what it is, where they, the only way that they could get the information they got, they had to partake in some kind of demonic ceremony to get there, to open a portal or whatever the case may be to get this information. These are Christians I'm talking about. I'm thinking, Lord, where do they get this information? Then you hear a Christian explain it. This is how they get that information. All right, they're being seduced by the dark side. This is forbidden territory. All right, this is what Paul saw when he stood on Mars Hill. He was telling them it's time to repent. What does repent mean? Change your mind. Change your mind. All right. If you're not rooted and grounded in the Word of God, then you can open yourselves up to myths and legends. And that's what's happened. In my opinion, that you have to eat, sleep, and breathe the Word of God for it to be enough to keep you grounded in this day, in this hour. People just go to church on Wednesday and Sunday, and that's all they do. They're not going to get it. It has to be a lifestyle. It has to be more natural to us than our natural stuff that we do. All right, we're going to look at a few scriptures here. This is where the Lord had me start. I know y'all have heard this many times, but we're going to go around the mountain again. This is Matthew 15. Because this is where the church got off big time. You know what? Little leaven leavens a whole lump. I'll just say that.
Matthew what?
15. Jesus thought it was pretty important, and he got into with it with the Pharisees here. It says, Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders, for they wash not their hands when they eat bread?" But he answered and said unto them, "Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father and mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father and mother, It is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me. And honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh to me with their mouth and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. See, if people really got what I just said here, they'd go look in Genesis 1 and say, this is how it works. God said. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? And he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. It's come full circle, hasn't it? Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? I'm telling you, if you don't get this, then you're going to be messed up in other things too. It's a progression. Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? We're not supposed to take a thought about what we eat or drink, right? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. In other words, that's what you think and what you speak. That's where production happens. For out of the head or out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, which is the mind, will, and emotions here. Murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashing hands defileth not a man. Okay, that's what he had me bring. We're going to look also at Mark 7. It's basically the same thing. If you get off in that area, then it'll start leading you off in other areas. Jesus is no longer the great physician. Big Pharma is. All right, this is Mark 7. We're going to begin with 1 there. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashing hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. If you look today, everywhere you look, it's all about all the things that you can do to make things clean and clean the germs off and make sure everything's perfect that you eat and all of these things. This is the doctrine of a devil. What's God saying? Eat it. Bless it. And eat it. Don't take a thought saying. This basic little principle, Genesis 1, start from the beginning. If they don't get that, they're not going to get a lot of the rest. And when they were come from the market, except they wash, they eat not, and many other things there be. Now you can't even put a Band-Aid on because it causes cancer. It's gotten so ridiculous. I'm going, when does it stop? It doesn't ever stop. It'll continue to spin until it kills everybody. That's the intent. Oh, my Band-Aid. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? It makes you want to scream, doesn't it? And when they come from the market, they just flat drive you crazy. Instead of being of love and power and of love and of a sound mind, you're just a nutcase. Because there's nothing you can eat anywhere at any time. And it's all poison. If it's produce, they poison the field. Or the cattle ate bad stuff. You can't have beef now. Oh, the pig ate bad stuff. You can't have bacon now. All the water's pure is poison. Can't put on a Band-Aid. see how ridiculous this is? But people live by it and die by it. Very serious. And I'm not just talking regular people, yeah, them, but the church. What few women I'm around, most of them are talking about their next surgery. Every little thing, I better go have that checked out. I just go, where do I start, Lord? These people say they go to church. And when they were come from the market, except they washed, they eat not, and many other things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. And then the Pharisees and scribes ask him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashing hands? Can't even go visit somebody in the hospital if you hadn't got a hand sanitizer sitting there by the door that you get all the germs off. What they don't realize is germs are good. If there's good ones and bad ones together, then the good ones eat the bad ones. Or there's none at all. That's probably more the case. None at all. But now that's poisonous, too. I remember a conservative woman, she said, let's just go put it in the bathtub and y'all just roll around in it. He answered and said unto them, well hast Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, these people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. They added and added and added. I forget how many things they added to the original Ten Commandments. Laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups and many other such things, like things ye do. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. You know, if you walk into a place and this stuff is going on, they think you're a lunatic. They look at you like a calf at a new gate. I mean, it just buzzes a tower. When you come in, they look at you like you're in the Twilight Zone. I'm telling you, it's sad. And that ain't, it's a rarity when you find someone that says, yeah, I get it. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother. Here we're getting down to the real nitty gritty about what we started about. Service to others is service to God. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whosoever curses father and mother, let him die the death. These people, if you broke one of their laws, they'd take you outside of town and stone you to death. You know what? During COVID, they just about did that. You don't wear your mask in here. I saw a little clip of this, I guess it was two ladies with their children sitting at a table, and one little boy didn't have a mask on, and this cop, New York cop, comes in there and tells him, you have to leave. You don't have a mask on. You can't eat. And the little boy started crying. And we're talking to a little boy. This lady over said, New York's finest, huh? Is this the way you want your children to be treated? I mean, she was yelling to that cop, and they're just ignoring everything everybody's saying. This kind of stuff made people do that kind of stuff to decent people. They probably go to church on Sunday. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say a gift, but whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And if you suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. Why do you think the devil's done what he's done? That people bought all this crap, hook, line, and sinker, to nullify God's word, to eradicate God's word from the earth. Says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, but the next verse says, because they didn't want to listen. It's not because it wasn't there. They'd rather hear some cock and bull something, believe some fairy tale, than to obey God's word. You know, if we just took the Ten Commandments today and just everybody started doing that, we'd change this world upside down in a day. Just being kind and honoring people and honoring God. I mean, we're not under the Ten Commandments, but we are in some respect because love, we're under the love. If you love somebody, you're not going to kill them. If you love somebody, you're not going to commit adultery with their wife. If you love somebody, your mother and father, you're going to treat them right, right? When he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, "Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man." I guess we could eat sea bugs and it wouldn't matter. Wouldn't taste very good, but it wouldn't matter if you blessed it. "That entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are that defile the man." What comes out of you? Usually what you're thinking. "If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. When he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he saith unto them, Are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. And he said, That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man." That's his thinking. Stinking thinking. "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. And these evil things come from within and defile the man." So it's your thinking and your speaking that defiles you, not what you, your breakfast or whatever you're eating or whatever. That's immaterial. It's just in and out. That's what he's saying. What has the world system done? It's switched all around. Say whatever you think. Who cares? But oh my God, you can't eat that. You can't wear that. You can't do anything anymore. Do you see how it's just boxing? You just box you in to where you're in your 15-minute cities, and if they want to just take you out, they can take you out. That was the plan. To crowd you off the earth. But you know what? God's saying, "No, I'm going to crowd you off the earth." That's what's happening. God's making room for his church. All right. It's his children that inherit the earth, not them. Not the devil and his bunch. All right, Ephesians 3. Verse 14. "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." That's what he wants. We rule from the inside. All right. Rooted means right here, to root or become stable. You know, you like you. Anything you plant, any tree, whatever, it's got to get its roots. It has to be rooted, and that's what makes it stable, okay? 1 Timothy 4. Verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding them to abstain from meats. Right now, immorality is just normal. It's been promoted as normal, and perversion as normal. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Since you know the truth, you can have that whatever. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the bread in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. Why? Does it all brings fear? We don't operate in fear. We operate in faith. Nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and unwise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. See, that's where we're to labor, is to get these things in our mind. Our minds renewed with these facts. We don't need to be afraid of anything. Right here, grounded means to lay a basis for foundation and to erect. Okay, now turn with me to Colossians chapter 1. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. How do we do that? Romans 12, 1 and 2. Renewing our mind with the Word of God. We read this thing until it gets into our minds and into our hearts. The ways of the world are not the ways of the kingdom of God. Paul, he made this statement. This is 2 Corinthians 11, 3. It says it was his fear. Boy, I tell you, he'd shudder to see what he, well, I'm sure he sees it from where he's at, but anyway, what's going on today? Right here. He says, 11:3, 2 Corinthians 11:3, but I fear lest any by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Right here, seducing, to roam from safety, truth, or virtue. Subtlety is just trickery. The only spiritual realm that we are to be part of is God's. We're seated with Him in heavenly places, not dabbling in the occult or any of those practices that would cause us to open the door to the enemy. All right, demons are here because people doing blood sacrifice opens portals for demonics to come in. These apostolic teams must go to work to get these genies back in their bottles, so to speak. There's no room in our minds for anything but what the Holy Spirit is directing us to do. We must be of sound mind, rooted and grounded in God's Word. We cannot allow our minds to wander and be occupied with anything else. You have to watch what you watch. Television, what you listen to, what you read. Now, we must be able to stand before Goliath and not back down. That's what we've been trained for, right? We got a lot of work ahead. We really do. Lord knows. A few more scriptures, then we're going to be done. 1 Timothy 3. or sorry, 1 Timothy 1, verse 3. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. One band, one sound, where we go, one we go all. The church is going to have to say the same thing, and that's what the word says. Not just anything or whatever like today. All right, 2 Timothy 1, 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. All right, verse 11. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. All right, chapter 4 there, 2 Timothy. I charge thee, verse 1, I charge thee before, therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Yeah, that's going on big time. Titus 1, verse 9. Holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, so bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure, all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Yeah, it's the truth. All right, let's go on to chapter 2 here. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith and charity and patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behaviors becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise, exhort to be sober-minded in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Yeah, exhort servants to be obedient unto their masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. You know, they're out of control. You know, they show migrants coming in and shutting the finger to the police. The police can't touch them. Going into stores, robbing stuff, doing whatever they want. Telling you. All right, the apostles are going to bring sound doctrine that clears up all this misunderstanding. But I mean all the mixture that the church has accepted, getting the church back into sound minds. This will come by reestablishing order, just like the Lord has told us to pray, the church back into divine order. How do we do that? Renewing of the mind through sound doctrine. That's how it's going to start. You got to start somewhere. And that's where we got to start. We got to start to the Word, because if they don't have the Word, we don't have anything. Okay.